The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina. It's the David Presley Show, along with head coach David Presley, Chad Upton here. Coach, another tough loss again last night, but you played a very, very good football team. You mentioned this when you came in. We knew this last night. You're going up against a team that was stacked full of seniors on both sides of the football. On the other side of the ball, on both sides for us, you got, you know, 7-8 sophomores that are out there playing, and it's a little bit different deal. It was a very physical football game last night for us, and just one of those deals where you kind of got to get over the hump. And now you might be in a position where the toughest part of the schedule is behind you, and you can focus in on these games against West Henderson, against Tuscola, against the two-way portion of the schedule, which is the most important part, and still salvage a lot of things that could be good for the rest of the year.
Well, you know, we do think that. We told our kids that. You know, I've not really harped a whole lot on it, but I did tell them last night that they can talk about people all they want to, but there's nobody that's played the first five ball games and played people like we played. You got to tip your hat to Franklin. They could be the most physical bunch we've played in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do things that they line up in a lot of things that we are accustomed to lining up in, and do a lot of things that we do, and do it very, very well. And I tell you, you don't, you know, even in 06, when we had 20, 25, 26 seniors, you still don't see what you saw from them last night. They've got 26 seniors on their football team, but 21 out of their 22 starters are seniors.
Right.
That's just unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the exception of the young kid, the fullback, which is the younger brother of the other two.
Right.
They're all seniors, and you just don't see that. You know, I talked to Coach Brooks last night about it. You know, he said they've stumbled onto this a little bit. They wasn't quite sure. They've had some kids that have really, really come around this year that they didn't know that would, and it's really turned into something good for them. So, you know, we knew that. We saw that on film. And that was the thing we were the most concerned about, of them just totally being able to physically handle us up front on both sides of the ball. So you got to give them a little bit of credit when it comes to that part of it. But, Chad, you're right. You know, I told the kids this, you know, that we've made it through a very, very tough stretch. You know, and we feel like that stretch is going to help us now down the road. Our kids felt good. They were very disappointed that they lost, but I think they realize there's still a lot of football left. We're sitting here, like you said, next week at home against West is homecoming. The next week is Tuscola. The next 3 weeks then are the 2A part, which means everything to the playoffs. So, I mean, we're sitting here still with everything in the world to be playing for. I mean, it's not like that, you know, we're ready to pack our tents. And our kids don't act that way. You know, I was so proud of them last night. It would have been just easy away from home, playing in a very difficult place, playing a very good football team, to just roll over. And they kept playing. And I thought we played better in the second half.
Me too.
You know, we come out in the second half just like we did against East. Our coaches made a few little adjustments at halftime, and we come out and had a very nice drive and went down and put points on the board, which is big. And we did that. So, you know, that is a plus. We've talked about that you're looking for anything that's positive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to see us respond in that manner is obviously says a little something about them, but it also just says that they're still playing and playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. And hopefully that's going to help us now here in these next 5 weeks coming.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust
This has been earned year after year by the Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton Morgan and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Back live with the David Preston Show. Coach, you said this a few minutes ago. I thought it's a great point. Your team needs to, wants to play with desperation, not with despair, as we go through the rest of the season. And there's a lot of good things that can happen here, and I look for a lot of good things. Like you said, you've gotten through the most difficult part of your schedule. I don't have any doubt in my mind about the quality of the coaching. I have no doubt in my mind about the quality of the kids that we have, that we can't make a nice little run through, can't have a home playoff game, those kinds of things, and get people reinvigorated and excited again. I guess most importantly, though, is the kids deserve to be excited about something at this point. It's been a tough go, and I think there's a real good chance to do that, trying to get some kids healthy again, and for the most part, we're slowly working back towards that health. Can you talk a little bit about the health of your football team right now?
Well, we are. And I guess the one thing after the game last night, even though the disappointment was there about losing, for the first time in four ball games, I felt like that I saw just a little bit of a spark in their eye. And I think they'd done something in the second half, and I think they felt that way. And it wasn't all just against second and third people either. I mean, we'd done some things in the second half that were a little bit better, and that's the thing that makes you feel good. We also come out of it healthy, mm-hmm. which is good. We've just got to get to the point where we can have some consistency on a Monday and not sit there plugging holes and putting three or four new people in and trying to teach them what's going on and what to do versus taking some and continuing on. So, we're looking at that. We're still not sure yet. We hope that we can get Josh back for next week. I have to tip my hat, though, to McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
He has done such a great job for us. The last 2 weeks, I think the world of that kid. He's got so much energy, and for a sophomore to come in and do the things that he does and the leadership that he brings to our football team, and he does it. It really is something to see, and he's doing a lot of good things for us, more than most people see. I told him last week when he came in, I said, you better get ready. I said, you're the quarterback now. And I said, the quarterback gets chewed out for everything. I said, it don't matter if it's the lineman or whoever. I said, that's the price you pay for being at this position, because you always have to come to the sideline to me. And he just laughs and cuts up about it and knows it, and mm-hmm. it just rolls right off of him. But he really has done a great job for us. And has been able to continue to do things, and I thought he handled himself well again last night. So, it is if we can get a few of these that will get back to us. I still think that they're focused. They know that it's all still in front of them right there. But we got kids playing well right now. A lot of our young kids are. They've run the gauntlet,
right,
now, and it's something. It's one thing to play these people with a group of seniors.
Right.
It's another thing to play these people with a bunch of sophomores,
right,
and some juniors and seniors that maybe have not played a
right.
whole lot.
Right.
And that's the difference in it right now. So it's not an excuse. It's just reality. And in a few years, we're going to roll in there with possibly 20 out of 22 seniors starting for us, and that'll be a good thing just like them. But you know, you got to give a lot of our kids credit. Dalton Trammell, Alex Gerner, Matthew Inman, and Dalton James, our seniors right now, Heath Stevens, they're playing hard. And there was no doubt, and you saw that last night. You saw DJ catching the short routes and lowering his shoulder. You saw Matthew Inman returning kickoffs for a touchdown. You saw Dalton Trammell's helmet coming off a couple times, and he's still playing. So these kids are playing hard. You know, we're just going to have to continue to try to get better at things on both sides of the ball. And I think that who we've played and how we've done it, I keep repeating myself, but I still think that is going to help us here down the road. You know, and I think we can still make a little buzz and make something positive out
Absolutely.
Of this.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTO.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Last night, Coach, Smoky Mountain, a winner over West Henderson, 19-14. I'm still trying to figure out the 2A portion of our conference. Tuscola beat Brevard 28-7. Back to this game that I just mentioned, Smoky Mountain and West Henderson. West Henderson, a loser. That's their first contest that we've got. Smoky Mountain will come in at 1-5, 0-2 in the conference. We'll worry about Smoky Mountain a little bit later on down the road. But haven't had a chance probably to see a whole lot of West Henderson unless you've seen them on film just playing against other teams on tape. Had a chance to look at them yet, and what do you think?
Just a little bit, you know. And right now, when you get to this point, you're more concerned with us, you know, than you are with other people right now. And you know, you look at them right now, and West has struggled. They do have a win that they got at North Buncombe, but they've struggled against some people. So, you know, we don't know a whole lot about them yet. You know, they've got to come to our place and play. And normally every year, you know, when Pisgah and West play, it's a pretty tough ball game. It's usually two pretty good football teams that play, and you can go back through the years and look, and it's always close. You know, unfortunately this year both teams are struggling a little bit, and we're going to use this. I mean, I'm not going to hide it or anything like that. We talked to use this as a springboard to get rolling. We talked to our kids last night about it, you know, and one of the easiest things to do is we're frustrated, coaches are, players are, our community is. Well, you know, the only way you can fix this is to go out and take it out on somebody. Well, they're the next ones. You know, you're going to have people that's going to always take a pot shot, and whether we win or lose or everything, well, you played a sorry team and all this. You don't look at it that way. You got to start somewhere. That's who we have to play. The easiest thing to do is, like I said, is to take it out on them and get started. And there's still things we've got to do. And it's real simple. For us to have a chance in these next five ball games, we've got to block and tackle better.
Right.
Nothing else. Simple as that. Block on offense better. Tackle on defense better. And that's what's killing us right now. And if we'll do that, then we're going to have a chance. And I'm challenging our kids this week. I want us to come out. You know, it's their homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. And, you know, we've said this for years, that winning cures all.
Sure.
And I told them this. I said, it'll take one win. And I said, one, it makes everybody feel better. And two, I said, you don't know what that will do for us. Plus, it kind of gives us a little bit of momentum going into the Tuscola ball game. You know, look at them. Same thing, same scenario. They get the 2A portion first as opposed to the 3A and have won a couple ball games. Well, it makes things better. You know, and our 2A portion is a better stretch than it has been in the past.
Right.
Smoky Mountain's better.
Yeah.
North Henderson's better.
Yeah.
I still think we've seen Brevard a couple times on film, and they're better. We still got some good football teams we've got to play. We've just got to continue to try to make ourselves better. And if our kids will come in like that, and our coaches will, and continue to work hard and try to improve each week, then that's all you can do, and that's all you can ask from them right now. So this is a good time. We've known this. We talked about this in the summertime.
Right.
We knew the first five.
Yep.
We wasn't quite sure about Inca, but we did know, the quarterback and the tailback was back, and they might have a chance, and they have. But we knew what was at least the first four out of five, what we were getting ready to face. And I still go back. That's just got to help us down the road with those people that we've played.
Let me ask you something a little bit more specific about last night and about our package on offense. How much of the package that we have are you able to run, or you have to take out or do something a little bit different with bringing in a JV quarterback who hasn't been with you since the spring, since the summer, really working on the exact same offense that you guys were running, namely the eye, we're working through the spread?
Well, it is, and I'm going to tell you why. It's trying to be fair to him.
Sure.
To roll out there and get in the eye and get in the shotgun spread and throw it as many times as Josh might is not fair to that kid. You know, he's not been back there with us and took snaps, for the last 2 years and been back there since last spring. You know, I mean, and I'm not going to put him in that situation.
Sure.
We are limited to some degree with what we can do on offense. We're looking. We've not been able to do some things that we're normally accustomed to doing throughout the years. But we've had to scale down just a little bit, not only for the quarterback's sake, but some of our other kids' sake as well. But you feel like that we're we're getting there. We're close. We saw some things last night. We talked on the bus coming back last night, and we feel like that, we might be getting close and getting ready to be able to put a couple things back in, and kind of keep some of the things that we've been doing, but also be able to put some things back in that I think is going to kind of open things up a little bit more for us and give us a chance. When you take your quarterback out of the equation and you put your JV quarterback in, and then a young offensive line, and then you're playing the good people that you're playing, sometimes it looks very, very simple. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the easiest way of putting it in it, and it's like, surely there's some other things we can do, but you try to execute what you're doing, you try to do it the best that you can, and even last night, you saw on the drive in the second half, when we came out, you saw on the first drive against East Henderson. You saw glimpses of it, and that's the thing that you like to see. So you're hoping with a little combination of that and some things that we think we may be able to do, coming up in the next few weeks, hopefully we're going to get a combination enough where it's going to be able to open us up a little bit. Still, once again, it goes back to blocking.
Absolutely.
And I've told offensive linemen that for years. I'm sorry, it's the price you pay. You can talk about quarterbacks, you can talk about tailbacks, you can talk about wide receivers. When you're good because you're up front. When you're good on defense, you're good because you're up front. And that's the way it is. And that's just it. And I think we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I think Coach Cagle and his group is getting better. And I'm hoping that they're going to see that here in the next couple of weeks.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. We got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
When you're ready for the best, reach for Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has been the name to know for rugged, durable, and comfortable clothing you can count on. Carhartt clothes come in a full line of coats and jackets, shirts, sweats, and pants, plus jeans, overalls, and accessories, too. For rugged clothes that stand up to the toughest conditions at work and on weekends, reach for Carhartt. For best selection, shop Pioneer Seed Supply, 841 Hazelwood Avenue, Waynesville.
Coach, we'll get away just a second for the varsity. I wanted to talk a little bit about your JV program just a second. Those guys have really played hard, played well. They played beat Reynolds, and you said this a couple weeks ago, Reynolds hadn't lost a game in recent memory at the JV level. You know, we've got some kids up from JV, you know, seven or eight sophomores up from JV who you know, are not on that JV team, so that changes things a little bit for them. But they continue to play well, and you got to be excited about when you're looking down the road, not only at the opportunities you're going to have this year, next year, but also well down the road with those kids. Those kids are playing really well right now.
Yeah, we're real proud of our JVs right now. You know, it started off 3-0, you know, went to East Henderson, and we played really bad. But sometimes that happens. You know, we ran into a real dilemma that week. It was one of those deals. I did not want to do it. We talked about it even Sunday night, and I told our coaches, I said, I'm not going to do it. We come in Monday, and we didn't have no choice. Josh come in, and we lost him to a concussion. Dakota King, and where people are getting the concussion with him is beyond me. If anybody's listening, he does not have a concussion. He didn't have a concussion. Quit writing it in the paper. At least call and ask me. But that's a whole other set of circumstances that we don't need to discuss. But we lost him for a week. We were out of bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but we were out of bodies. And McKinley and Jesse Anderson have come up and have done a great job.
Right.
Super. Now, obviously, that affected the JVs. It really did the first week at East Henderson. You know, Franklin, we knew all year long, we'd heard from other people that they were one of the better JV teams that we were going to see. And you know, for just the second week, the Hog Boy, you know, to have gotten the concussion that he got, we call him Little Drew, but I'm sure he don't like that, but... you know, he got a concussion, a bad one in the scrimmage, and he has not played a down until last week. You know, and you just saw improvement with them this Thursday. You know, we come up a little short. We had a couple fumbles that really, really hurt us. But those kids are playing really well right now, and they're playing really hard right now. And that's a good thing. So, you know, we are. You know, I told you in the break, you know, there's only so many times that you can play the young card or the injury card when you're talking about this stuff, but truth and fact's a fact.
That's
I mean we are extremely young. Coach Brooks asked me last night when we were standing there talking, and I don't think people even realize this, that there's four starters on our football team that never made it with us by August 1, you know, and we had one that moved away.
Right.
We had one that we lost because of concussions.
Right.
That were non-football related. They were other things, but, you know, mom and dad chose it, which I understand. We had one that because of other health reasons, did not play. And then we had one that just unfortunately couldn't be with us anymore. So, you know, those are four kids that played a lot
right.
and
That's
started
right.
for us last
That's
year
right.
that would have started this year
That's
probably
right.
for us. And you take them out of the mix, and three of the four were seniors. Then you throw on top the youth. I mean, it is what it
sure.
is. So, you know, it's what you've got, and we're not the only one. There's lots of teams out there right now that are very young. Yeah, when you look at that part of it, and then you look at our JVs as well, don't think that there's not been, and we don't want to do this. You know, we're searching. We're searching for the right buttons to push. We've looked at other people. You know, and even though we said, well, we might could use this kid, and it, all that's going to do is it's going to make us even younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, we feel good about that part of it. You know, obviously, like last night, when you go up against a team that 21 out of their 22 starters are all seniors.
And have been together their whole lives, I'm sure.
Oh, the maturity level. If you couldn't look at theirs versus ours.
Yeah.
And you have years like that. Look at us last year compared to other people. Well, we rolled out there with 22 seniors.
Right.
There's just a difference, and I don't care who you are or how you are, there's a difference in them. And, you know, our kids now, the one thing I have told them, they're not young anymore. You've been through the battle. Now, it's been 5 weeks of, I won't say well on the radio, but it has for them. They've experienced it all now. So they're not young anymore. They're not big-eyed anymore. There's nothing that surprises them. The size, the strength, the speed, the tempo. Something that we've talked about all year is tempo. Tempo and practice. How to play the game. How to practice. It's not a surprise to them anymore. And I think they're starting to figure it out just a little bit. And once again, if they do, then we can make a little bit of noise down the stretch.
Back with more in a moment. This is David Press, the show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years, and Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton. For a clean like you've never seen.
Back live with the David Presta Show, Coach. Talk a little bit more about West, if we can, and getting ready for them this coming week. West, again, is a 1-5. They're struggling, and they've been through their share of the gauntlet, I'm sure, over on their end of Western North Carolina, too. So it's a big game. It's a homecoming game, and we've got to play it on the banks of the Pigeon River, and that's got to make you feel a little bit better about things, too.
Well, it does, and we are excited about it. I go back, and like I said earlier, the one thing that I do like, I saw a little spark in our kids last night in the second half and even after the game. We scored 21 points in the second half and actually had 28, and just a little bad luck on our part that we didn't execute, and it would have been 28. So, you know, when it's like this, you're looking for positives. And I thought there was some, but you just saw it in our kids. I expect them to come out and play the best ball game they've played next week. I mean, I think it's important. I think it's homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
I just expect that from them. I would be very surprised if we didn't. So, and hopefully that's going to give us some momentum going into Tuscola and then the 2A part of it. But, West Henderson's probably sitting over there thinking here's an opportunity for them to get a win as well.
Sure.
We would be thinking that. So, we know they're going to come and play hard. And that's the way it normally is. So we got to continue, like I said, each week. pretty simple. We got to block better and we got to tackle better. And we've got to do that against them. I think they've changed a little bit too. I know they lost a wide receiver, pretty good wide receiver early in the year that's made them change their offensive stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when we get their films and see what they've done, we'll take a good look. But we're excited about it. I'm not going to lie to you. Getting through last night kind of allows us to take a little bit of a deep breath.
Sure, absolutely.
Before we get started again. Yeah. But I can assure you this. This football team's not going to quit, and it's not going to roll over, and it will represent not only our school but our community the way it's supposed to. And there's no doubt about that. And even they did last night through the whole thing and at the end of the football game. So I expect it. I hope we have a huge crowd. It's homecoming. Because our football team will be there. I hope everybody else will be there.
Absolutely. I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe everything that you're saying. And I know that a lot of the if not all, the Bear Nation's behind our kids right now. We do expect to see a really good crowd on Friday night. The kids deserve to see everybody out for that game. For head coach David Presley, this is Chad Upton, Frank Bird back in our studio. Until next week, so long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.